Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you become WWE Champion, you've done it. That's a straight up fact. Doesn't matter what anyone else says or does. You've achieved something that no one can ever take away from you, and in many ways, you're just better than the average human being. Winning the WWE title is obviously better than not winning it. Unfortunately, having this honor bestowed upon you doesn't always necessarily correlate to big business. Now, I would say in the modern wrestling world that the idea of the champion leading the company isn't the case, that the brand is pushed more than any one superstar. But even still, I'm Simon from What Culture, and this is 10 WWE Champions Who Didn't Draw. And we're only counting the WWE Championship here. The World Heavyweight Belt has been removed for this list. Number 10, Randy Orton. Randy Orton is great. If you watch his evolution, no pun intended, throughout the years, he has come a long way since he debuted in 2002. Today, he's as smooth as a horse's mane, which is absolutely an odd thing to say. He's a legend in the industry and an obvious Hall of Famer, but his WWE title run from SummerSlam 2013 to WrestleMania didn't really set the world on fire. After cashing in his Money in the Bank briefcase and screwing over Daniel Bryan, there was a fall in ratings and pay-per-view buy rates during that period. It can't all be put on Orton. For a while, the title was vacant, so we can blame vacant. But when the Viper retrieved his prized possession at that year's Survivor Series, it did the lowest buy rate of the pre-network era. Again, can't all be put on him. The whole event was rubbish, mostly, and things did pick up on the way to Mania, although the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber still drew lower than they did the previous year. Oh well. Number 9, Sheamus. Right, now, this definitely isn't Sheamus' fault. If you want your WWE Champion to feel like WWE Champion, you've got to book him like a WWE Champion. When you treat him like he's not, well, people aren't going to buy in as much. In what I'm sure will shock you to your core, that's exactly what happened to the Irishman when he captured gold at TLC 2009, Fatal 4-Way 2010, and Survivor Series 2015. In all these scenarios, he was never truly given the main event spot, so slowly and surely the belt was the second most important thing of the show, as opposed to the highlight of the night. This is especially true where the latter is concerned. WWE only gave the title to Sheamus as they thought it would stop fans booing Roman Reigns. That didn't work. And Sheamus suffered. Number 8, The Miz. While history has revised this a bit, when The Miz won the WWE title in 2010, he absolutely deserved it. His in-ring work had improved, he was a truly despised heel, and it just felt right and the logical progression for his character. What didn't feel right was how he was then used. Never allowed to feel like a proper threat, his feuds with Orton, John Cena, and Jerry Lawler fell a little flat, and his contest with Cena at WrestleMania put him in a position behind both he and The Rock. Isn't the smartest idea in the world. Ultimately, he would lose his gold at Extreme Rules following Mania with a string of buy rates that could have been so much better if he was given the chance. Number 7, The Undertaker. I don't want this to be misconstrued. At no point am I saying The Undertaker isn't a draw, because he most definitely is. He was part of central matches at some of the most successful shows in WWE history. That means something. It's just that his title runs weren't as memorable. The most obvious example of this is when he won the championship from Psycho Sid at WrestleMania 13. Which is the least bought Mania of all time. Subsequent pay-per-views weren't too hot either, and the power of WCW at this time was proving to be a true thorn in WWE's side. Overall, doesn't matter. If you consider how long The Undertaker has been active and just what he's done, well, he's been a massive, massive success. Number 6, Psycho Sid. And on the subject of Psycho Sid, while his title reign had started wonderfully at Survivor Series 1996, where the crowd at Madison Square Garden cheered him on to victory against Shawn Michaels, even though HBK was meant to be the good guy, was downhill from there. His defense against Vader at In Your House It's Time drew the second lowest buy rate of the In Your House era, and his rematch against Michaels at the Royal Rumble featured a pay-per-view number that was down from the previous year. Plus, as we already mentioned, he too was involved in the WrestleMania 13 main event, which, again, is the least bought Mania in history. But still, he's the ruler of the world, so who cares? Number 5, Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins' start to his run with the title was awesome. Cashing in at the end of the Roman Reigns vs. Brock Lesnar match at WrestleMania 31, everyone was elated to see the former Shield member with gold in his hands. Then progress just kind of ground to a halt. Being treated much like The Miz had been, Rollins was never allowed to feel like a champion, losing nearly every match he was featured in where the title wasn't at stake. If it wasn't for just how talented he was the WWE's MVP in 2015, who knows what would have happened? It's a mystery as to why Seth was never allowed to show a bit more dominance as the guy. You get that he's a heel and all, but you think people backstage would want more from their champion. Number 4, Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns is like the opposite of Seth Rollins, or at least when it comes to the WWE Championship. Whereas Seth was made to look weak, the whole point of Roman's run was to make him look strong, yet both had the same outcome. Despite a couple of brief reigns, his crowning moment was supposed to come at WrestleMania 32 when he toppled Triple H. Given that the crowd had no interest in seeing this, and that they actively wanted to boo the man, it didn't result in great business. TV numbers were still low, house shows weren't performing any better, and network subscriptions remained the same. For all the thought going into Reigns' push, it didn't really make much difference. Number 3, Shawn Michaels. The Heartbreak Kid is one of, if not the, best pro wrestlers ever. His name will be in the conversation forever, and that's because he earned it. When he was WWE Champion, however, the sports entertainment tie did turn in the favor of WCW. Winning his first title from Bret Hart at WrestleMania 12, which was the third lowest bought Mania in history, it was shortly after this that Nitro's 83-week-long winning streak began. It outdrew WWE on both TV and pay-per-view, and SummerSlam 1996, which was headlined by Michaels and Vader, was down almost 25% from the previous year. WWE was certainly in worse financial shape in the years prior to this, but for all his talent, HBK couldn't shift the needle in the direction it needed to go. Number 2, JBL. At the Great American Bash 2004, JBL defeated Eddie Guerrero for the WWE Championship. It was a shock at the time, given Eddie's popularity, but with rumors that the pressure of carrying gold had started to get to him, the decision was made to place it on JBL's shoulder instead. Aside from quite the leap, given that Bradshaw had been part of the APA not that long ago, it was hard to take him seriously in the role, and it did impact SmackDown a bit. TV ratings and house show numbers dropped, and pay-per-views weren't as strong either. It couldn't have been that bad, though, because WWE decided to keep the belt on him for 9 months, the time it takes for someone to have a baby. Number 1, Diesel. Back in 1994, Diesel won the WWE Championship from Bob Backlund. A house show. Imagine that happened today. I mean, you'd find out about it on Twitter. It's still weird. Setting up Kevin Nash to go and headline WrestleMania, the show did 320,000 buys, down from 400,000 12 months prior. It was a trend that continued, as King of the Ring went from 185,000 buys to 150,000, and SummerSlam went from 300,000 to 205,000. The worst was Survivor Series, where Diesel lost his gold, that dropped from 254,000 to 128,000. It was the same pattern with TV and house show numbers, and all in all, Nash didn't have the best of times at the top of the heap. Didn't really matter, though. He's now one of the most recognizable names ever. So he did okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams.
And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.